Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's Becca, and we are Scrubbing In. You guys, I have a very, very special first guest. You might know her from Ryan Seacrest Morning Show, but I know her as one of my best friends. We have Tanya Redd.
I'm clapping for myself.
Tanya, have you ever listened to my podcast?
Of course I have.
When? Which one?
Every single one.
Every single one?
Yeah.
Which one was your favorite?
My favorite was when you had the good doctor in.
That's...
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I was like, that didn't happen, so you're a liar.
Well, do you listen to On Air with Ryan Seacrest every morning?
No. That's because I'm sleeping, though. Mm. Podcast you can listen to at any point of the day.
We have a podcast as well.
Oh, you're on it?
No.
Yeah. Anyways, I would like to get into the important things. We are wearing the same sweatshirt.
Yes, you actually gave me this sweatshirt, and I love it so much.
What does it say?
It says, Meredith Grey is my spirit animal.
Oh my gosh, it's so true for both of us. We are living our best life trying to be Meredith.
It's a little more true for you, though.
I know, but they didn't have another one, right. So I just felt like...
Have you guys talked about how much you literally are Meredith Grey?
Like, emotionally, and yeah. It's not something that I should be proud of, because she's a little stunted emotionally, I feel.
Yes, but it's something that you acknowledge and you work through. I feel like it's good that you know, you accept and you know yourself.
I haven't really worked through it, though. I'm still struggling with these same issues, so.
I think the fact that you acknowledge it, isn't it, don't they say, like, the acceptance is the first step?
Okay, well, I'm still going through the first step. Haven't moved on to the second step.
But Meredith Grey's goals.
She's everything.
Yeah.
But, in the way that I mostly relate to her is not, like, her strength, I would say.
Correct.
But that's okay. I feel like as we've watched her grow, we've seen her work through these things. So I feel like there's...
potential for you in the future.
Promise and hope and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Are you sitting... This is your seat that you sit in for work. You haven't moved.
I haven't moved.
Been here all morning since like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's it feel? Still good?
Yeah. You know, seeing you just puts a smile on my face. Makes me so happy. It's going to be a good week because Riverdale comes back on Wednesday.
I just started watching Riverdale. I think I'm on episode 5 or 6.
And?
I'm intrigued, but I find it cheesy.
I'm obsessed with that show.
Everyone is. Like, I almost feel like I shouldn't say that out loud, but I just, even my sister, who she watched it all the way through, and now she's watching it with me when I have it on again. She's like, yeah, I remember finishing it and being like, that was really cheesy, but she loves it so much that she's watching it again with me.
Oh, I would watch it again with you.
Really?
So, yes.
But
do you not find it
does
so...
Does it pick up in like episode 8 or something?
No, they hooked me in the episode 2.
I was intrigued by the first one. And then they lost me a little bit.
You know I'm going to be Cheryl Blossom for Halloween.
Are you getting a wig or are you dyeing your hair red?
I got the wig from Amazon. It's so gross.
I was going to say, an Amazon wig does not sound like quality.
No.
I mean, I love Amazon, but a wig from Amazon.
Yeah, you wait till you see this Cheryl Blossom.
What are you wearing? Like, what outfit?
It's going to be her red hair and then like a plaid skirt and then just like a red top.
So, like, preppy
totally.
Cheryl Blossom.
Just
are you going
to,
maybe you put a headband on or something to
red
tame
lipstick.
The wig?
Maybe, yeah.
I feel like it's going to be very frizzy for some reason, what I'm envisioning. It's like a...
It's so bad. It was really bad.
I'm picturing, like, a clown wig for some reason. Speaking of clowns, we went to Not Scary Farm this last weekend, which, you know, this is my biggest fear is just, like, horror night, everything, you know, like Halloween stuff, haunted houses I don't like.
Yeah.
And we went and I was thinking like, okay, I don't have to go into any of the mazes or anything, but people jump at you and they have knee pads on, they slide at you.
Mm-hmm. And they come up from behind you in your ear and they're like, yeah, it's really scary.
I was following one guy and I was feeling really brave because he was in front of me and I could see what he was doing and he had a sombrero on. So I was like, senor, senor. And one of the other ones behind me comes up and goes, hola. And it was like
bad.
So close to my ear and he goes, you said senor, and I was like, okay, I have to get out of here.
I had a traumatizing experience at a haunted house 2 years ago and I've never gone to anything scary ever since.
Where'd you
I
go
was bawling my eyes out, like crying hysterically. It was the 17th door. It's like a low. It's in Anaheim somewhere far, but it's apparently this one of the scariest like haunted houses in all of the country, and it is one of the scariest. Like,
why'd you go? I feel like you don't even like that stuff.
I don't. They made me. Ryan made me. They filmed me going through this. This is like for people's entertainment.
Should we call HR?
It was actually really bad, but they like slap you with a fish. And so I had like
a real fish,
like a real dead fish. And that's when I lost it. And I started crying. And like, you're supposed to say a word and they like let you go to the next door. And they like weren't doing that for me. And I was just, it was really traumatic. And I felt like I had like fish scales in my fingernails. Like for days. It was the worst experience ever.
What? Did they slap you on your hands or like were you holding the fish?
No, they like, you walk by and then they like slap you wherever it hits you. And it was like on the side of my face.
So why was it in your fingernails?
Because I like pushed it away.
What was your safe word?
I can't remember what the safe word was, to be totally honest. But I remember I kept saying it over and over and over again, and they wouldn't let me through. I was like, well, what's the point of this?
Well, I feel like this is, first of all, so typical that you would be sent to do this.
It's like so cruel.
And it's also so typical that like the thing that freaked you out the most was like a dirty fish slapping you, like rather than like the terrifying like chainsaws or something. You're all, ew, I'm dirty.
Because when something touches you, it's like more jarring than I think like something around you. No?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like anything within like a foot of me, my space. So yeah. Anything. So
well, it's going to be a really good Halloween this year because it's around your birthday.
Yeah, let's talk about my birthday. So I'm going to Nashville with some friends. Got a house.
Mind you, Becca Tilly tells me this information 5 days ago.
Okay, it's like a month before my birthday.
No, it's not. Your birthday's in like two and a half weeks, 3 weeks.
But 5 days ago, it would have been.
Three weeks. I gave you 3 weeks notice to go to Nashville.
I told you the day after I found out. It's not like I like knew for a while and then held it from you. Anyways, no one else seemed to have a problem with it. But Tanya, being the loyal friend that she is, already committed to a baby shower, so she's staying in town, and we're going to celebrate when I get back.
I not only committed to this baby shower, I asked if they needed help, like, throwing it. So
she's now the host of the baby shower.
And I felt like, I was like, okay, you know what? Like, I mean, you are one of my very best friends, and so I was like, maybe if I tell them that I have, you know, it's Becca's birthday and we're going to Nashville, maybe they'll tell me just to go. And then just thinking of having that conversation with them gave me so much anxiety. I went to Becca, and I was like, I can't do it. I got to stay. I got to stay.
We're going to come back, celebrate. We're going to get Amy dressed up in scrubs and go as the cast of Grey's Anatomy to dinner. Yeah. So,
no, well, now, whatever you, we're going to throw something really great for you in LA, and It's going to be like so great.
The only gift I want is Amy dressed up.
I won't do it.
You have to do it.
No, hard pass, no. I will scrubs. Not wear costumes. I will not wear theme clothing. I will not wear Christmas sweaters. I will not
you
wear.
You said you'd wear a Halloween sweater.
I have
you can't
to do that
go back
once,
on your
I
word.
Like it.
We're getting a pumpkin.
Yeah, we'll give you a pumpkin. But whatever you want, go. So whatever you want for your LA party, you just...
Why can't we go out on Halloween for your birthday without costume?
Because that's weird.
Yeah, like, why? What's the point? What's the point?
I think that... I feel like it's weird to go out to dinner on Halloween and not dress up.
Me too.
But yeah, it's your birthday, so we don't want to, like, mask your birthday.
Oh, I don't mind masking my birthday. I'm fine masking my birthday. My birthday's actually the day before, so... It's not, you know, I'm happy to dress up.
Adults in a restaurant.
Yeah,
in
it seems
costumes,
weird.
We won't be.
So creepy.
Hey, is it y'all's birthday? Interesting.
Whatever you
want.
Wow,
this went from whatever you want to not happening.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want, you just let us know.
Oh, I'm going to be thinking of some ideas.
I feel so, so terrible. You know, it like broke my heart when I told you.
Well, this, you know, one of the things I love about you is how loyal of a friend you are and how when you commit to plans you really stick with them, and I'm the complete opposite. And it's something that I want to be better at, but I continually do things that are so terrible and like not a good friend. Like this weekend, for instance.
You
I was,
did too this weekend.
What did I do? Oh my gosh, yes. Oh my, okay, one of them wasn't like solid in the books. There was a wedding of one of my friends and they were getting married in Palm Springs. And I had decided the night before, I was like, man, driving to Palm Springs sounds like a trek, but I've already RSVP'd. So I booked a hotel at the venue and everything. the night before, like midnight, I booked the hotel. I like committed to it. I was like, well, I booked the hotel, so I'm for sure going.
Right.
So the next day comes and I just did not plan my timing right, which is very typical. And I left and I was just sitting in traffic and I was looking at my arrival time and I still wasn't ready. I was like planning on getting there, getting ready in the hotel, sure, and walking to the wedding. And I look at the time and I'm like gonna miss the wedding. So at this point, I'm like, do I go and show up for the reception late? Or do I just say, like, this is my bad?
Wait,
I'm sorry.
You actually texted these people on their wedding
day? No, I didn't. Okay, so
she did not.
Okay, so I was really battling.
By the way, this story is, like, making me so anxious. It's making me hot. Like,
She's red. Her chest is red.
This is so bad, but keep going.
I know. You're making me feel anxious.
We'll work through it.
Okay.
Keep telling.
So I didn't want to text the bride, obviously, on the wedding day. She's, like, stressed getting ready.
Right.
And so I text one of the bridesmaids that I know, and I asked her. I was like, I need your opinion. Do you think I should still come and just go to the reception? I need to be back in L.A. tomorrow morning, or should I just celebrate with them when they get back from their honeymoon? And she was like, well, it'll be a fun reception, but I totally, you know, no big deal. If you can't make it, they'll understand. And she was very, like, kind of casual about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned around and went home.
So bad.
There's
it's
like
so
a place
bad.
Card at the yes. table that says Becca.
You guys. Okay.
I do think this is very bad. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. But I think you can come back from this.
How? Okay, how?
I do.
I think send flowers
yes.
first?
You send something. You definitely have to send something. But you have to write a really thoughtful note and just totally put all the blame on yourself and be like, I am so tremendously so sorry that I could not be there for the most important day of your life. I was not expecting the traffic. Like, just apologize and put it all on you and just say, I love you guys so much. Are you guys good friends? No, whatever, regardless. Okay. You wish them all the best.
Yes,
and
I do wish them all the
put
best.
A really nice quote in there about, like, marriage.
Oh, wow.
The old quote.
No,
that'll
I think.
Save it.
I do. I think if you acknowledge the fact
I
that
think
you really messed
violent
up.
Violent diarrhea, and you're so sorry. Violent diarrhea. No one will get mad at you if you write the word diarrhea.
I had that yesterday, by the way.
No, you
I had to run home from our walk.
She did.
You guys.
And I had it during the morning, so I had it really bad the morning, and Becca had it at night.
I don't want to go into detail, but I literally had to run home. And I had to text. No, this is the last thing I'll say. I had to text my sister, and I was like, unlock the door.
I'm coming in.
I'm running. Okay. Do you want to know the worst part about me missing this wedding?
What?
Why I was late getting on the road.
What?
So my little sister texts me, Caroline. She's all, hey, I'm going to go get In-N-Out. Do y'all want anything?
No.
And so I was like, yeah, I want something. But it took her like an hour and 15 minutes to bring the food home. And so I was like.
You were just waiting for In-N-Out food. That's what made you late for this wedding.
That's what made me late to get on the road.
Yeah. I literally can't.
And so like.
Sometimes I think though, like, we are best friends. And I feel like we're very very similar in a lot of things, but very opposite in a lot of things.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I feel like almost that's why we were brought together, because
yeah, I need you to, like, help
but
me
I
get
also
my
need
life together.
You. I also need you to, yeah, like, calm me down in a lot of things.
Tanya
stress is, like, a thing. In terms of this wedding, I think that you definitely need to acknowledge it and send a very thoughtful apology, and I can help you write it.
Great. Okay. With a quote. Please find a nice quote.
A really good quote.
Okay.
I feel like quotes solve everything, no? And a gift. Obviously, send a gift. A nice something from the
okay.
And
okay.
then flowers with a very
because
nice
Because there
note.
Literally was a plate of chicken with your name sitting there empty.
You guys, I will send something that makes up for the plate of chicken. I'm mostly concerned with the empty seat.
Right, because
okay.
somebody had no one to sit next to.
Right. But they...
They may have lucked out, you know? But I can get sloppy at those things if there's an open bar. Those things can really go downhill. So that may have spared everyone a lot of embarrassment, including
Blackout
myself.
Becca.
Well, you know what? Blackout Becca does not happen that often.
That's very true. I've only seen her once in our entire friendship.
But those are fun times.
They are fun times.
Yeah. Looking back after I get over the pain of the next day, they're fun.
Yeah.
You know what else is fun?
What?
The Fab Fit Fun Box.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Do you know what that is?
Tell me.
But do you, have you ever heard of it?
I've heard of it, yes, okay. But I'm not quite sure what it is.
Okay, so it's a box that has the latest in beauty and fashion and then fitness and wellness, and they send one every single season.
That's like you.
All of the things.
Yeah.
Especially fitness and wellness.
Fitness and wellness. But like beauty, and that's like...
Right, yeah. I know, yeah. So every box, there's full-size products. It's only $49.99, but it's a value of like $200 or more dollars.
All the stuff in there combined?
Wait, what?
That's how much it is, like all the products, 200 plus.
Yeah, yeah. So okay. Everything in the box is a value of $200 or plus. Yeah.
Okay.
But you get all of it for $50 essentially.
Right. So it's a steal.
It's a steal. Okay. So this one is the editor's box. Okay. And it has a black fold-over clutch from Summer and Rose.
Cute.
A wishbone necklace.
Those are my favorite.
Wishbone?
Yeah. You know I love that sentimental stuff.
You really do. Love a good quote and a sentimental necklace. They have a Real Her lip kit in deep red. I feel like you look good in deep red.
Cheryl Blossom.
Oh.
This is like my box right here, baby. This is
and then they have,
on it.
I'm still talking. I'm telling you what they have in there.
Keep going.
Okay. They have some body wash, French lavender. Mm. They have Himalayan pink salt kit.
That's so good for you.
Okay. So the best part of this, you get all of that full-size products for $49.99.
That really is a steal. You know, Himalayan pink salt is like really good for you.
I'm getting this for you for my birthday.
Perfect.
And the really good part about this is that if you use the code Becca at fabfitfun.com, you'll get $10 off the editor's box. So even more of a steal if you use my name.
Wow.
I have that power.
So you're like a friend with benefits.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yep.
I like it.
Okay. So go to fabfitfun.com, use promo code Becca, that's B-E-C-C-A, and get $10 off the editor's box.
Yeah, B-E-C-C-A. Don't, no K in there.
Zero Ks.
Zero Ks.
All right, and enjoy. So now that we've talked about how terrible I am as a friend and commitments, etc.
Not true.
Yeah, I am. It's something I've acknowledged. Just like my emotional stuntedness, yeah. Like Meredith Carey.
And that's like a whole other issue that we can talk about in terms of dealing with men.
That'll be a whole episode.
Okay.
Oh, that'll be a whole episode.
The way we deal with men is so opposite and both so wrong, apparently, because both single.
Here's one thing that I don't think you do wrong in your relationships with men.
What?
You're not opposed to sending a little nudie every now and then, huh?
Okay. So this is not... First of all, since that happened, I have not taken a nude photo.
Since what happened?
So this was like put 3 years ago, probably like 3 years ago. No, longer than that, because these were nudies that I was sending. I was in a long distance relationship. Mm-hmm. So let's just say that they were semi-graphic. Okay. But I was in a long distance. I was committed to somebody for a very long time.
Okay.
And we were long distance. So okay. We would send photos back and forth. So I had quite a few of these photos, okay? So you know when you get a new phone and you plug it into your computer mm-hmm. and you want to sync everything up and you just hit yes, 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 yes to every single box that pops up? Little did I know that I hit yes to transfer every single photo in my phone onto my company morning show Dropbox.
Oh, my God.
Which, mind you, is how many people? Or was it the whole company or just our morning show? So 100 plus or 30 plus? Okay, so probably 50 people.
Enough.
On the Ryan Seacrest in this Dropbox, if it had availability for this Dropbox. And our engineer at the time was looking through, and none of the photos had my face in them.
That's
so
safe.
So he had to ask, he had to show Danielle, who was sitting next to him, is this Tanya? I had to get verification of my nude photos.
You're like identifying yourself?
Yes. And so then I like go into full panic mode. I'm like, who's seen these? Where are these? Has Mark seen these? Has Dimitri seen these? Has Ryan? Like, what is going on? Am I going to get fired? Like, I literally thought I was getting fired because this is like 3,000 photos into our company Dropbox. We literally had to change from Dropbox. My whole naked body from my neck down.
Like nothing on?
Some. These were very different.
I'm just like, what were you just standing there like?
Yeah, just that laying in bed.
Oh, wow.
At least you took Reese Witherspoon's good advice of no face. Remember when she did that?
Yes,
she
but
said,
this is
no face, ladies.
This is what's so crazy is like I never once worried about them getting out because I was sending them to my boyfriend who would never, you know what I mean? Like it's very secure. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I didn't think these would ever be posted anywhere. Little did I know that just my dumb technology naivete would cause this to just be everywhere. So since then, we can't use Dropbox anymore for the show. We use Transporter.
Tanya,
the whole company can't use Dropbox
Tanya
anymore.
Tanya literally got Dropbox banned from the company.
Literally. And it was probably one of the most traumatizing experiences. I literally thought I was going to get fired.
I would have walked out. I would have been like, I got to go. I'm done here.
I'm done here.
Please delete them all and I'll see my way out.
I know. No. But now I'm like, I have not taken a single one since that happened because I'm so traumatized from it.
Do you know what's so funny? Like, I don't know if I ever sent any, like, I have not sent any where I was like, oh my gosh, this can't get out. But ever since the social
media. Are yours more tasteful nudes, like with a bra and panties?
Yeah, like. You know, like, I at least have a bra or panties on. But
right.
This, I have not sent, like, even when Robert and I were, like, I have not done that since the social media world stuff. Because everyone gets their photos leaked. Like, you think you trust someone? But what if something bad happens in that relationship?
I know, but what do you do when you're in a long-distance relationship?
You just Skype.
Well, we've done that.
Well, I mean.
It's hard. It's hard because I see both sides. I see, like. You know, I mean, yes, I am traumatized, so I will never do it again, but...
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you don't care, if you're like, whatever, everyone does it, so we're in a long-distance relationship. If it gets out, it gets out. If you have that mentality, but, like, I would be mortified.
Oh, I was mortified.
Or what if you uploaded it to, like, your
my parents?
No.
iCloud, or family iCloud?
Well, the iCloud's bad, but, like, even if people doing it on Snapchat, which they think is, like, safe because it disappears, I know people who have, like... Instead of accidentally sending it to the person they meant to send it to privately, they put it on their story.
Oh, and then it's just there. People can screenshot it.
Yeah, and as long as it's up for even like 2 minutes, you've done damage.
Yeah, and actually I've heard from guys, when guys get, if you're not in a, I think it's more so when you're not in a relationship with a guy, but they show all their friends. Like they're like, oh, look what I just got. And they'll show guys.
Oh, well, if we showed all our girlfriends what guys send, like... I think that's more embarrassing personally. Okay. We have some callers who have experienced some situations. We have Nicole in Oregon. Hey, Nicole.
Becca?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm great. We also have Tanya here. We're talking about a very important subject.
Hi, Nicole.
Nudes?
Yeah, nudes.
Hey, Tanya.
Wait, what's your story?
Okay. So I have never accidentally sent out nudes. And I could imagine that would be mortifying. But one time in high school, I was dating this guy, and he received nudes from his ex. And the story was that she meant to send it to another guy that had the same name as him,
uh-huh.
But she sent them to him on accident. But the funny thing was, is he, I'm not going to say his name, but he had, like, a very, very unique name.
Oh.
Like, there's no way. But yeah, that was pretty bad. And needless to say, we're not together anymore. But
I do respect a high schooler coming up with, I meant to send it.
Yeah, totally. Like that is so BS.
What is that?
Yeah, like,
I know.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I like that you said,
yeah.
Did you say he was like, you can't be mad? It was an accident.
Yeah, they're
so
like,
can't
oh, you can't. Yeah, you can't be mad about this because it was an accident. Like, there's nothing you can do. Just be okay with it.
There is
no.
Nothing.
And
you know what?
He saved them too.
Well, that wasn't an accident.
No, I mean,
this is all bad. Here's my thing about if I'm sending a nude to someone, this is just a rational thought in my
head.
Yeah,
this is just a made up scenario.
I am going to double check. Yeah, this is totally hypothetical. I am going to quadruple check who it's going to, what the photo
right.
looks like, make sure there's no one else involved.
Well, yeah,
this
and
is like murder. It has to be calculated.
I feel like now with all these like apps and stuff like that, who sends nudes just via text SMS anymore? Like, why wouldn't you just send it in Snapchat or Instagram story so it goes away?
Well, this was back in the day, so Snapchat did not exist. So I will give him that.
Okay. You're giving him too much credit, Nicole.
That's true. You're like, he could have been sneakier about it, but we didn't have that option yet. So you could probably still be together. Thank God you didn't have Snapchat.
I know. That's a whole other issue. Don't get me started on that.
All right. So lesson learned here. Don't trust anyone who gets nudes from their ex.
That's true.
And don't send nudes.
Don't trust anyone who sends nudes via SMS either.
Yeah. That's the takeaway lesson today.
Yeah, they're not to be trusted.
All right. Never. Well, thank you for calling in.
Good to talk to you. Have a nice day, ladies.
Thanks. Bye. You too. Bye. I mean, geez.
Oh, that's actually so smart, though. Not whoever that girl was that said, oh, I accidentally meant to send these to somebody else. That's a good move.
Is that what you would do?
Totally.
High school you or now you?
Now me. I love this really pretty photo. Oh, I meant to send that to my mom.
I used to do that all the time. I'd send like this amazing selfie of myself and be like, I was sending that to my friend to like see if they thought my makeup looked good or something.
Yeah, or like I've sent a photo like on what is it, Instagram message or whatever. And been like, shoot, I meant to send that to Becca. Look so good in that photo, huh?
You've done this recently?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mine was like years ago. This is so embarrassing.
Not nudes, just like, no, like a bomb kidding. Photo.
Okay, so our producer Amy has a great story about sending a nude.
I don't know about great, but I'm just going to defend that person that accidents do happen because, and I don't think I'm alone in this, I had a weird thing on my chest that I wanted my mom to look at.
Uh-huh. A weird thing on your chest that you wanted your mom to
your
look
chest
at.
Okay. That uh-huh. mom needed to yeah. look at.
So uh-huh. I took a photo of it, and like Tanya, we all work for Ryan Seacrest, so I took a photo of it, and weirdly, I can't explain why, but mom and Ryan are right next to each other in my address book.
That's
I took
suspicious.
The photo, and I literally was sending it to Ryan accidentally, and I caught it. You know how it like takes a second and you can just yeah,
literally nothing sounds more painful to me. Like, that was my first, when mine got on the Dropbox, I was like, if he sees these, I literally am just, I'm done. Like, I can't.
I mean, he's pretty cool. I don't think he really would have cared.
No, he
maybe
wouldn't,
he would have given
just
you some medical advice.
It's more
that looks like something that should get checked out.
But that's like your boss seeing you naked.
But like, you and Ryan are friends, so I think it would be funny. And Tanya, you've done enough embarrassing things in front of Ryan that I don't think it would. Now it wouldn't true. Matter as much. Maybe back in the day it would be like more devastating.
Yeah.
Now you'd be like, sorry, Ryan. LOL.
LOL. I still think accidentally sending nudes to somebody is just,
it's just like your heart. It's just like sending a text that wasn't meant for someone in the first. Like that same feeling, like when your heart drops.
Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Where you like say something about somebody, but you send it to that person.
Yes.
On accident?
Yeah. I can't. I just know it's happened because I can like feel the feeling right now.
That's like God's punishment for being mean.
For being a gossip queen. Yeah. He's like, no. We talked about this. This is not allowed. I'm gonna make sure you never do it again. Yeah. I've still done it after I've gotten caught, though.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
One time I read my friend's, she left her Facebook open, and so I read her Facebook messages because I felt like there was some drama between, like, our roommate situation. Uh-huh. And I found out that they were, like, going to invite me to go do something, but then
one of them said, don't invite Becca?
Yeah, something like that.
That's so mean.
I wasn't, like, at my best during that time, so I understand why they wouldn't want me around, but
really?
Yeah, I was kind of in, like, a dark place, so I was kind of a sad sack, but
a sad sack. Do you know what I actually, like, love about you a lot?
What?
And I think that your listeners would like to know this. You really are, like, such a great friend.
Oh, I always feel like my friends are so much greater to me than I am to them.
I really genuinely feel like you, like, I don't know how to, like, put it into words, but I feel like, A, like, you always have your friends' back. I'm just going to talk personally because it's just easier to say it that way, but like I feel like you always have my back, and I feel like you're like the type of girl that like you support your girlfriends. Like, does that make sense?
I like that. That's a very high compliment.
And then you also like you know that we're very opposite and I'm very needy. And I think that you're just a really good friend. And I want all of your listeners to know that you are an
You think
amazing
I adjust
friend.
To your neediness?
Yeah. You like acknowledge that I'm needy. You're like, I know you're being needy. So yes, I will hang out with you tonight.
Come have some Orville Redenbacher. And
best popcorn in America.
Thank you for saying that. That was really nice. Because okay. I really do. Sometimes I'm like, wow, my friends, I don't know how I have the friends I do because they're so much better to me than I am to them. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I try to be better, but I still do the wedding stuff and all, you know, I like can't get it together.
I know. It's okay because you're making progress. I see it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So one thing that you have been around for was my very aggressive acne phase that I went through last year.
I vividly remember this. You tried every lotion, potion, and trick under the sun.
It was very dark. Yeah. Those were dark times for me. So I recently was sent BioClarity, which is a vegan, all-natural, cruelty-free. Yes.
That's amazing.
It's a three-step program. It's a cleanser, a treatment, and then a Restore Gel. And the Restore Gel has Floralex in it, which is derived from chlorophyll.
Oh.
Some plants.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's green and it goes on and it covers the redness of your skin and it feels like really soothing and calming.
Oh.
So that's my favorite part.
I love products that are vegan, by the way, because I feel like we're so aware of things that we put in our bodies that we ingest.
Yeah.
Why aren't we using more vegan products on our face and bodies?
It just feels safer, even if you're trying it, when you know that it's got good stuff in it.
Yeah.
So that it feels safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like it's just like calming. I really like it. It's good stuff.
Your face looks great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's really nice to hear after the trauma I went through.
Trust me, I know the trauma. I remember those days.
Okay, so our listeners will get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That's $20 savings, and it comes with 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. So while you feel safe using it because it's a good product, there's also the safety in knowing it's risk free. You get a
money back guarantee is always a good thing because you know that they're like, yeah, you're gonna be so happy with my product. We're gonna like give you this as like a just in case, but you're not gonna use it.
Exactly. We're confident enough mm-hmm. to give you this risk free. Mm-hmm. Okay, and also they have new packaging, so it might not look like the same product, but it is BioClarity. To get your first month for $9.95 plus free shipping, go to bioclarity.com and use code BECCA. That's BECCA. You're on your way to some good skin.
Some clear skin.
Some clear skin.
I love that.
All right. What was in? Oh, man. So we're both single, Tanya.
Yes.
Why are we both single?
The best part is like our approach to dating could not be more opposite. Like yeah. I am very like aggressive and I like just go in for the kill. And Becca's very chill. Like she's just like hands off, like make the guy come to you. And yet both strategies
are failing.
Well, I mean, it's true. You really put it all out there right off the bat.
Right.
I've really tried to like just tell you to ease up a little bit. I mean, I wonder if Mark can vouch for me here. I feel like guys like mystery. They like this, like, there's like a chase that people in general like that.
But isn't there something to be said about just being yourself? If someone's going to like you, they're going to like you.
Can't you be yourself without putting it all out there right off the bat?
As the guy in the room with Tanya, I want real. What? I want easy. I don't want mystery.
Can we get that on repeat sometime?
Wow.
Because everybody tells me I'm doing it wrong. Everyone.
Mark is the first guy I've ever heard say that I've asked. And Mark is happily married.
Happily married with two kids.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need to change my approach. But, like, that's my personality in general. Like, with everyone, I'm like, whatever.
That's so true.
You know, like, it's not like I do this. I put on this act. It's, like, my personality.
I feel like Becca sometimes is, like, more the, like, male figure in relationships.
I know. Like, even with Robert, I felt like that was kind of my problem.
Totally the problem.
I didn't want to be, but I think that's just, I'm, like, a dominant.
And this is the problem. And I feel like Robert knew you well enough, but it's, like, almost like when somebody knows you well enough, they know that you have, like, boundaries and you want to like spend a night alone and you want to like have your alone time, where I feel like a lot of guys are used to girls being very much wanting to be with them all the time. So when you come along and you're kind of like, yeah, I'm here to do my own thing, like it kind of makes them like self-conscious a little bit.
I know,
you know,
it's terrible. It's not something that's definitely not something I'm proud of. Like I'm proud that I'm independent and like do appreciate my own time and I'm fine being single and like confident in that way. But I don't like that in a relationship that I am so like, if I see you, I'll see you.
Okay, so this is my question for you.
Okay.
And this is going to go deep.
Oh, man, you're bringing it. It's been so lighthearted.
Well, no, not, but I mean, like, okay, so that was something that you felt like in your past relationship, you didn't want it. You wanted your own time and your own space. Do you think that there is a guy out there that might change that about you? Or do you think that this is just how you're going to be your whole life?
I mean, I certainly hope so. Like, it was bad. I felt sad for both me and Robert because I was like, how do we do this to where we're both happy?
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, I hope my mom's like, just wait. It'll a guy will come along and he'll change everything. And I'm like, all right, well, you keep putting that out there.
I know, because I think that sometimes we have this perception of like what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's, but that's just this like perception of what we think it's supposed to be. What if it's not supposed to be that? Does that make sense?
You're saying like what if it's not going to be like Meredith and Derek?
Exactly.
That's heartbreaking.
It might not be though. Like you might not, like you truly might not want to spend 24 hours of your time with your partner.
Yeah, but I think I'll end up with someone who also doesn't want to spend 24 hours a day with me.
Oh.
And Tanya's like, Tanya's like glued to whoever she is.
No, that's not true. But I do like, I think the older that we get, the more we realize like what we want out of a relationship.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this last night.
Yeah, because I mean, I almost got, literally was almost married at 25. And I would have been divorced by 30.
That was to Nudes McGee.
Yeah, but it's like, it's so true. And I think that like the older that you get, the more you like realize kind of what you want and what you don't want. But the thing that is bad is like, I have done the whole, like, I have a list of like, these are my things. And these are the things that like I pray on and I meditate on. And uh-huh. I like write them down and put them under my pillow and like, you know, all that stuff. And
put them under. No, please don't tell me you put them under your pillow.
Yes.
Like the tooth fairy. She's getting, or like with the boyfriend fairy.
No, it's the power. It's the power of prayer in the universe. You don't think you put it out there and it'll come. It just is taking a little bit of time.
I'm just saying the under the pillow isn't maybe
the smartest of moves.
Or just necessary.
Well, do you know what you want?
I mean, I know what I want in the sense of like basic things, but I also think someone comes along and there's this chemistry thing and maybe everything I've written down on paper, they don't have all of that, but they have, I don't know, that unexplainable thing that you can't put into words.
Ooh, the thing.
That one thing.
The Meredith and Derek thing.
Yeah, the Meredare thing.
The Meredare thing. I do think that there is something to that, but I also think that if you don't have like the same morals and values, that's when things go awry.
I totally agree.
That thing can only take you so far.
Time out. We have another thing to talk about.
What?
My brain, literally, you said something. Oh. Tanya and I also do not go out to make these things happen for ourselves. We're very, like, homebody. Like, I don't know. She thinks putting it under her pillow, he's going to be delivered to her door. I've, like, accepted that, okay, unless I don't make it happen or go out and meet people, it's not. I'm going to
continue
this.
Because dating is
the worst.
And oh, everybody thinks it's so fun. Don't like all your married friends say, oh, I wish I was single again. Dating's so fun. I'm like, no, it's not.
Maybe back before dating apps and all, maybe it was fun. I don't know. It's not fun.
It's not fun. If I could relive, like sometimes I wish I had a GoPro on my head for some of the terrible
just
dates
like
I've been on.
Everything.
Because it's so excruciating. Like who wants to do that? Not me.
Will you tell your story about the guy that picked you up and then dropped you off?
That was traumatizing as well. Because
but like we're okay right now, right?
I've moved past it,
right,
but
okay.
it's still like a big scar because okay. So here's what happened. So I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. Meet this guy on a dating website. We talk. We decide we're gonna go grab a drink together. So I find out through just my own like investigation, because that's a whole nother topic. We Google and we research. Yeah, we Google stock.
We're
yes.
investigators.
So we investigate. I find out that he is my roommate's best friend's cousin. So I'm thinking, great. I know this guy's not a serial killer And, like, you know, I have people that vouch for him that he's, like, a normal human. So I'm like, this is so great. But they told me, they said, don't tell him you know us, which I thought was weird. But I was like, whatever. So I didn't say anything. So he picks me up to go to grab a drink. I get in the car. And he's like, thank you so much. It was a Wednesday. We were supposed to go out on Friday. And he's like, I'm actually going down to a wedding this weekend in Laguna. And I was like,
Did he go?
I go, oh, yes, he went to a wedding. I go, this is, I go, my roommate's in a wedding in Laguna. Even though they told me not to, I was like, this is a great, easy way into it. And he literally stops the car and he like looks at me and he goes, who's your roommate? So I say, Rachel Grossman. And he literally looks at me and he says, I can't take you on this date. And literally, we're like three blocks from my apartment. Turns the car around, and I'm sitting here going, did you guys used to date? Did you hook up? Like, you know what I'm asking all these questions. And he's like not giving me any answers. So I'm like literally like, what the heck? He literally drops me off on the curb, bye, drives off. I start bawling. I call Amy. I go up to her and I'm like, did he just, like, this is where your mind goes. Your mind just goes, did he take one look at me and think I don't want to take her out on a date? Like, that's like, you know, as a woman, that's like where your mind just goes. It just goes to the worst place possible scenario.
Right.
Turns out he's just a freak. He's just a total freak. And apparently the family all found out and they like all were like, you're such a jerk. Like, they were like, they really basically told him like that was not cool. But he likes to keep his dating life separate from his family, and I was just too close to home or something.
That is sketch.
But like, it was really traumatizing, and I literally don't think I've gone on a date from a dating website since, because it was that traumatizing.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
The infamous 5-minute date.
I feel, I mean, I don't know what I would do. I think I would just, you know, my personality would be like,
whatever. What? Yeah. Becca would get out and be like, all right.
Thank God I don't have to have small talk conversation the whole night.
And it's easier when it's like not you. I feel like when it's happening to you, it's just kind of like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a date like that? Well, that's really rare, but like.
Yeah. I mean, most of my date, like, embarrassing moments happen on national television. So
which one was the most embarrassing?
Probably when I got, well, the, probably when Ben dumped me.
That was the most embarrassing?
The date, that episode, the date when he chose, like, it was a 3-on-1 and he chose Amanda and like me and Kayla were left like sitting. I got left in a barn twice when I was on the show. I hate barns.
Yeah.
But we were just left there and they just held the, I could feel the cameras just being held on us waiting for us to react after they left. It was so awkward. And that's when I cried.
Do you think that if you weren't on TV, like if there wasn't a camera in your face, would you be that emotionally upset?
I would just be upset with myself for going on a 3-on-1 date on my own, mostly. That would be the more like disheartening part. But I mean,
but you know what's interesting? I would like to ask you, and I don't think I've ever asked you this.
Oh, yeah.
Going on a date in real life, like IRL,
mm-hmm.
versus going on a date on The Bachelor, is it different?
Yeah,
like very different. But you're still talking, getting to know somebody.
Yeah, but you talk about, like, you get into the deep, you know, topics that you would wait a few dates for in real life.
Okay, so just sped up.
And there's just, like, a camera, you know, and producers lingering. But weirdly, you get used to that.
Right, that's what everybody says.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's like, you know, I feel like a lot of people have no problem. You, like, you don't mind kissing on the first date, yeah? Like, you're fine with that?
Yes, I'm fine with that. Even though everybody tells me not to.
I mean, I don't really think, I don't personally don't think it's like a make or break deal. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't really do it just because I'm like, eh. If I drink enough, I'll do it with a total stranger. However, if I go on a date with someone, I normally wait till the second date. But there's rarely a second date with someone. I quickly nix those.
Same.
Is that why you kiss on the first date? Because you're like, I'm not going to see them.
I'm not going to see you again. So let's just do this. See what it's like.
If you, like, sometimes I think back and I'm like, and God bless them. Everybody's great. They're great guys, but just not for me. And it's like, I think about these guys that I've gone out with and just how terrible they are. I think that my husband, my future husband, is going to be so incredible and amazing because I have had to endure quite the road to get to this.
I will say you've endured a lot. However, you've made some very interesting decisions, such as Mr. Wilshire comes to mind. Like, you met him
because
at
I'm trying to just be open. I'm just trying to be open to the universe. You don't know how it's going to come or when it's going to come. You just have to be open to it.
Yeah, it was a weird one. You, like, went over to his house on the first date. I'm like, you don't even, he's, like, way older. You don't know if he's, like, a serial killer, etc.
That one was questionable, but I did share my location with a bunch of my friends before I left on the date. So everybody knew where I was and what time I was there.
The best was when we ran into him.
Oh, see, like, this type of stuff does not happen. Like, it just doesn't. Like, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, we ran into, I had heard all these stories about him, and I'm like, we got to move on from this guy. He's such a, like, jerk and loser, and, like.
Yeah, he already had done something super sketchy to me. And then I was supposed to go on a date with him. Like, this was a Saturday, I think. So Saturday night, I was supposed to meet up with him at 7 p.m. Becca and I are having breakfast or lunch somewhere.
It was lunch after the polo thing.
Yeah, so we're having lunch and, like, a complete opposite side of town that he lives in. And who do we see just walk right past our bench holding hands with another girl? Mr. Wilshire.
And I was like, I knew who he was, like, because I had never met him, but I knew who he was. Just, and it was the most awkward,
uncomfortable
encounter I've
ever.
I was, like, sweating just watching him. Like,
and I loved it too, because Becca really was, like, amazing, an amazing friend there, because she just, like, kept talking, because I literally couldn't even get words out of my mouth, because I was so uncomfortable. Because I was like, I'm literally supposed to go on a date with you in 3 hours.
I don't think you went on that date, right?
No, I definitely didn't go on the date.
Well, we could go on for days. We have
days.
So many stories. This was so fun.
I wish. Okay. Yeah, I'll hold.
Next time.
Because I feel like you have had some pretty interesting days as well.
Oh, we'll keep that for next week, okay. For sure. Thank you for coming. It was so fun.
Oh, thank you for having
me.
What a treat.
Sitting in the living room.
Yeah. That was
I
fun.
Love you.
Love you.
All right. Tanya.
Yeah.
Do you want to call time of death? Oh,
you're going to let me call time of death?
You're a special guest. Oh,
yes. Time of death, 12:19 p.m.